AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley in Washington, where Pope Francis arrives tomorrow afternoon after a visit to Cuba. Francis said Mass at Havana's Cathedral, met with Fidel and Raul Castro, and today will visit two more Cuban cities before departing for Washington tomorrow. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports that Francis's visit will be a bit of a balancing act for President Obama.
The president has praised Francis as being a breath of fresh air at the Vatican and has welcomed his calls to do more for the poor and to save the planet from a climate catastrophe. However, Obama also knows the pontiff disagrees with him on gay marriage and abortion, and won't be shy about saying so.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is again responding to questions about why he didn't correct a man at one of his events who said President Obama is a Muslim. The man went on to question Trump about Muslims who he said are a problem in this country. This is Trump.
Well, a man was asking a question, and I decided, why should I come to the defense of the president? He's not going to come to my defense, and I think most people agreed with what I did.
Trump on the Today Show this morning. Meanwhile, rival Ben Carson said over the weekend that he doesn't think a Muslim should be elected president. Two members of Congress are Muslims, but Carson says
Congress is a different story, but it depends on who that Muslim is and what their policies are. Just as it depends on what anybody else says.
Ben Carson on Meet the Press yesterday. Last night's Emmy winners, Best Actors, John Hamm, Viola Davis, Jeffrey Tambor, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Best Drama was Game of Thrones. And the Best Comedy Series was Veep. The Daily Show with Jon Stewart was honored as well. It won an Emmy for Best Variety Talk Series. This is AP Radio News. Hungary's prime minister says millions of immigrants are endangering Europe. Prime Minister Viktor Orban says the migrants are not just banging on our door, they're breaking it down. Our Danica Kirka reports an influential Polish figure is also warning of problems ahead.
In Poland on Monday, the former president, Lech Walesa, said refugees must be ready to respect the rules and religions of predominantly Catholic Poland if they're going to be accepted. He's the founder of the Solidarity Movement, and he said that rules of admission must demand space. He was warning that while the migrants and refugees will be allowed to preserve their own religion, they shouldn't cause problems for others.
Volkswagen share price has been down a stunning 18% this morning following revelations that the German carmaker rigged U.S. emissions testing for about 500,000 diesel cars. Its dramatic fall weighed heavily on Germany's main stock index, which underperformed its peers in Europe. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.